This is Northwest News from KNKX. Despite the popularity of the phrase, see you in court, more and more conflicts are actually being resolved without trial through mediation. University of Washington Law School professor Alan Kirtley says the alternative dispute resolution movement in the Northwest has come a long way since its beginning in the early 1990s. More from 88.5's Paula Whistle.
Alan Kirtley says mediation, whether used to come up with a parenting plan in a divorce case or resolve a landlord-tenant dispute, can have distinct advantages over the win or lose outcome of a trial.
Because in mediation, parties retain control of the outcome. There is no settlement unless all parties agree. So you're not turning control of your dispute over to a judge or an arbitrator. And people really like that.
Kirtley says in the 90s, mediation was used primarily in family law cases. Now courts often require it initially for general civil cases as well. This week, the 23rd Annual Northwest Dispute Resolution Conference at the UW Law School will feature experts from around the country on topics ranging from dealing with narcissists in mediation to how to think about political conflicts. Kirtley says the idea of coming together to reach a solution does kind of go against the grain in the U.S.
I mean, we are a very individualistic society, and it's really much different in other societies where it's a public embarrassment if you have to take a dispute to court. Folks in dispute can't figure it out on their own somehow.
Kirtley teaches dispute resolution and has himself mediated more than 1,000 disputes. So what's the key to being a successful mediator? He says you do have to listen and empathize with both parties.
You know, dealing a bit with what happens, people better understand it, perhaps can vent a little bit about it. But mediation is really about focusing on the future.
By helping people figure out what they're going to do about that conflict going forward. Kirtley does acknowledge sometimes mediation just doesn't work and going to court is the only option. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.